Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. It's a Wednesday on the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and still no Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good, Brother Spike. Happy it's a Wednesday.
Yes,
I
sir.
I appreciate that. Yep. I'll let you, boy. Big news day today.
Oh, huge news day. Huge news day. The biggest story being, of course, Jack is on his never-ending paternity leave. Now day 3 of said leave. What is he doing? No, but big news is that the word is that Jalen will practice today. And then if he practices today, he could be cleared out of concussion protocol tomorrow. However, and they said he would practice today, we do not trust them. So Elliot will be on the phone with us from practice right at 3:30 so we can find out whether Jalen's out there, what he's doing. So that will happen at 3:30. We'll also have the return of Flyers in 50 today. Baldy joins us at 4 o'clock to look ahead to the Eagles-Packers matchup. And Buzz steps in for Jack for the top 5 at 5. Buzz, are you prepared?
Fully prepared. Ready to go.
Yeah, I have more faith in you than I had in Frank.
There will be no nose picking on today's top 5.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Good. Any going in your pants?
What?
Not in today's list.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's only 2 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
3 hours of buildup.
You know, Ike.
Yes.
My argument with Elliot about the Eagles' offense last year set me off. I was thinking about it a lot.
Hadn't let that go yet.
No, I have not. Because I went back home and I did a little bit of research, so on and so forth. And I came to the conclusion that everyone is saying this year, and I think fairly so, that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have to actually prove something in the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. That their legacy is somehow defined by how they perform this particular year. They both have great teams. They haven't quite done it in the playoffs. And to me, Jalen Hurts is in that same category. Jalen Hurts has to prove in these playoffs that he is more than just a guy, that he is the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think largely the playoffs are on him. See, what Elliot said to me yesterday was, I said that the offense wasn't quite as good as I expected this year. Wasn't good enough. And he told me they were great, even though they were 8th in points scored this year. So just to lay out the numbers real quick, the Eagles, when Jalen Hurts played the full game this year, were 8th in points scored in the NFL per game at like 26.5. So I want to compare that. So 26.5 point game. 2021, Jalen's first full season playing for the Eagles, they scored 25.3 points per game. So within 1 point of this year's stacked team, 2022, the Eagles were 3rd in the league in points per game at 28.2. Last year, we ranked 8th this year. Last year, the Eagles ranked 7th in points per game. As far as DVOA goes, it's the worst passing season of Jalen's career. The offense should be better. We have the best running back in the league, one of the best wide receiver duos in the league, a Pro Bowl-level tight end, the best offensive line in the league. And Jalen, this playoffs, needs to prove he's more than just a guy. Because for the last 2 weeks, I've seen other guys step in, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee, and the offense looked fine to me, actually. Mm-hmm. And I haven't noticed no discernible the upgrade or downgrade going from Jalen to these other guys. So for me, these playoffs are on Jalen. He has to prove that he is more than just a guy. This is a big one for him.
So here, and first of all, I'm not surprised that we're doing it. We have this topic today because I knew the Elliot hour yesterday. It wasn't the last time we were going to hear from that argument that was being made.
Right.
I sort of knew that as it was going on. I'll say this. You're not completely off base with a something to prove thing. But I don't, let me see if I can talk out of both sides of my mouth here. I don't think it's going to come in the form that you wanted to come in. Or, I mean, I think you wanted to come in. In other words, I don't need Jalen to put the team on his back and go out and throw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns a game. I'm just giving you arbitrary numbers there. I don't necessarily need him to do that. But I do need him to give me another playoff run so that 22 isn't the only playoff run that we're constantly talking about, right? He's been in the playoffs every year of his career, and 2 of those 3 years in the playoffs has not ended well, right? And I mean, in horrible fashion, the games that they lost down in Tampa. So from that sense, I do want to see him play well this postseason and prove that 22 wasn't an aberration. But here's the thing, Spike. As tempting as that may be, as tempting as that Pittsburgh Steelers game made everybody with the passing game, this is a run-based offense. We go to pound town every week. We give the ball to Saquon, and we play great defense. That's what we do. I need Jalen to be an efficient game manager, and I don't mean that in a negative connotation. I really do not. I need him to be a point guard out there, distribute the ball when it needs to be in the air. But more importantly, I need Kellen Moore and Coach Sirianni to understand we're riding 26. That's who you go with. That's who you go with. Now, I need Jalen to be the steward of the offense. That's what I need him to do. That's what I need him to do. It usually leads to us winning. And that's what I'm going to hang my hat on. But again, it's only been 1 year that it's done that. So while I think I agree with the premise of what you're saying, which is he needs to have a good postseason, this postseason. And that needs to, because I don't want to speak for you, but because of the other two playoff losses, 2-3 record or what have you, there's still some doubt there. In your mind.
There's total doubt.
Okay.
There.
So, okay.
There's total doubt there. I mean, his playoff, look, Lamar Jackson's playoff record is 2-4. Everybody craps on Lamar Jackson for that. Mm-hmm. Well, Jalen's playoff record is 2-3. And the two teams that he beat were the New York Giants, who were an aberration, not a great team, and then the San Francisco 49ers, who were on their fourth quarterback that year.
Yep.
So it was not an impressive playoff run. He gets credit for it, but he also gets credit for the losses that happened as well. And I don't need...
Was not good in the Tampa games.
Was not good in the Tampa games. Yep. And here's the other thing. I don't need him to throw 40 times a game for this to happen.
Okay.
I need this team not to run from passing, which is the difference between what they do and what Baltimore does and Buffalo does and even Detroit does. These, when we talk about these other great teams, even Green Bay, these other really good offenses in the NFL, Washington, these other really good offenses in the NFL, they run plenty. Baltimore runs more than they pass. Detroit runs more than they pass. Buffalo runs more than they pass. There's a lot of this. None of them run from the passing game the same way that we run from the passing game. So I don't need him to throw 35 or 40 times. What I need him to do is throw efficiently enough for us to not walk out of the first quarter going, what's going on here again? I need him to be good enough to where we're not at halftime on Sunday down 13-3 because the offense hasn't started clicking yet. This, we have the number one defense in the NFL. We have one of the top three wide receiver duos in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best three offensive lines in the NFL. This year, the best running back in the NFL.
Yep.
I'm confident in all of those things. The one thing I'm not confident in is can this team pass the ball effectively in the playoffs? And they're not going to be able to run from it all playoffs. If they go to the Super Bowl, they're not going to be able to run from having thrown the ball.
Yeah, it's going to come a time he's going to have to throw the ball, just like it did in 22. Like, he had to throw the ball against the Chiefs.
I know the last two games this week or the last two and a half games this week, they're not playoff games, but I saw other guys come in here and score points with this Philadelphia Eagles team. By the way, at a better rate than they scored with Jalen. Now, I would rather have Jalen than Kenny Pickett. I would rather have Jalen than Tanner McKee. Absolutely. But I think what they showed is there are enough tools on this team to have a really good offense no matter who's taking the snaps. What I need Jalen to be is better than anyone who's taking the snaps. I need him to be better than that. He projects as better than that. We believe he's better than that. He got paid as better than that. He needs to be better than that. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove these playoffs? Because for me, he does. We're also going to have a next question today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Elvis's birthday. So happy birthday, Elvis.
Who?
Elvis Presley.
I know who Elvis
Come on,
is,
man. Elvis had great hair. He had cool hair.
He did.
So for today, for next question, we just want somebody who's got gray hair. Great hair. Do you want to start us off, Buzz? Do you have somebody with great hair? Great hair. Could be past, present, future.
So someone who worked on their hair more than they worked on their game when they were here in Philadelphia. Remember Andrew Bynum's hair?
That
would get the perms.
That was not great hair.
That was not great.
He would get a perm. It always looked stylish.
Yeah, the one side, because
I think he had the cornrows on one side. Remember that one picture?
Did he leave the pick in?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then he had the one picture.
Yes.
Where he had the mushroom, right? He had the bowl cut.
Yeah. I don't know if that's great hair.
It was memorable hair.
It was definitely memorable hair. Ike. Somebody with great hair.
Somebody with great hair.
Yeah.
It's a tough one for me, Spike. It's a tough one for me. But you know, I think I'm going to go with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck has good hair.
That's good. Well, I mean, in the young thick. Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Thick hair. Yeah.
Good thick head
That's
of hair.
That's the kind of hair I'm thinking of. Now, I was going to go with some brothers with Jerry curls and this and that and the other, but I'm not doing that.
You're going to get called out for not
doing that. I don't even care. The delegation got a roll because that's kind of embarrassing, some of those hairstyles.
So mine, I actually brought this guy up yesterday when we were doing the top five of five with Fran. Mine is going to be, no, he doesn't have it anymore. I think he's bald now. But Andre Agassi, in his heyday, had great hair. He had a great head of hair. He was defined by the headband, the sneakers, and then the hair. Andre Agassi had great hair.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing was, when he actually went bald, it was a shock to
a lot
like of people.
Big thing. Yeah, a big thing.
Like, hold on. Agassi shaved all his hair off?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
He was actually known for his hair.
For his hair. All right.
Now I got more people popping in my head.
For hair? Do you want to give one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. All right.
Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair is
awesome, man. That's a good one right there.
Legendary
hair, right?
Head of hair. And he kept it into his later years. He still got hair. Yeah, he still got hair. I don't know if it's thinning in the back at all, but he still got hair.
Can I make a prediction that Elliot's going to say himself if we ask him?
Ah, for sure.
Elliot has good hair. Elliot doesn't
but
have great
But he thinks
hair.
He has great hair.
He has good hair.
Jack also thinks he has great hair.
Nah, Jack doesn't have great hair.
He's got a five-year-old haircut.
Yeah.
He said as much.
What I would say about Jack is Jack has there's potential for great hair in there. It's like a thick head of hair, but I wouldn't classify Jack as having great hair.
All right. So far be it for me to be the one that is the authority on the hair.
Yeah.
But what makes
great hair?
Great hair, yeah.
It's sort of like,
see, for me, I'm just looking at people with hair, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good head of hair, man.
So literally anyone.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a good head of hair,
I think,
man.
It's just something you feel. It's sort of like, for me, Hall of Fame isn't about numbers. It's about, you ask me, are they a Hall of Famer, and I, like, it's a gut test.
Yeah, you know it.
Does that person have great hair or not? It's just like, it's a gut test for me. The quality of the hair. It's the styling. Sometimes it's the length, but it's not always the length.
Right, it's not necessarily the length.
Right.
It's something, like you said, the styling.
It could be just the styling. It could have a short head of hair, but it's a great head of hair.
Right. All right. Gotcha.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove in these playoffs? And next question today, and the best one, you're an afternoon show foxhole guy. In honor of Elvis Presley's birthday, give us someone with a great head of hair. Starting us off, as always, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove?
Yes.
No.
No.
Jalen Hurts just has to go out here and do his job and get us to the Super Bowl. Is there something to prove? No. I don't think Jalen Hurts can do is going to change how people feel about Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not true.
You don't think so?
Oh, that's not true.
No. Yeah, I might have to disagree with you right there.
Let me tell you why. Jalen Hurts went out there in 2022 and played one of the best games we've seen him play, right?
Mm-hmm.
He led us in the Super Bowl and we lost, right?
Yep.
The next season, we came back. He didn't play as great earlier in the year, and then he started to get hot. We went on the run. We started beating the Dolphins and all that, and people still was questioning, right? So it's like if Jalen Hurts goes out and balls out in the playoffs, right? He just goes out and lights the playoffs on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The opening next season, y'all know what y'all going to say? I know what Spike going to say. I want to see Jalen Hurts from the playoffs. I don't want to see the regular season Jalen Hurts. Or like Jalen Hurts is always going to be, you know, compared to – other quarterbacks. because
every quarterback's compared to other quarterbacks.
Right. But what I'm saying is we know Jalen Hurts' limitations as a quarterback. So it's like when we sit up here and we point out what Jalen Hurts does is he wins, like people knocking for that. Well, that's not a QB stat. That's not this. That's
well, it's not.
But Jalen Hurts is never going to be a guy who throws the ball 70 yards on a dot off the back. That's never going to be his game. Like, that's just not who he is. He doesn't have that level of arm strength to do that, right? But if Jalen Hurts goes out here and makes the plays and doesn't light the world on fire like how he did all the regular season, why would I sit up – if Saquon Barkley does what he does all regular season and Jalen Hurts does all what he did the regular season and we win the Super Bowl, why is that a problem?
Well, but you're saying they're winning the Super Bowl. Of course, if they go and win the Super Bowl, there will be very little doubt unless I can't think of the right way I'm allowed to say it on the air and not get in trouble. If there's very little chance that they're going to go through three playoff games and win the Super Bowl, and we're going to go, Jalen didn't do anything. Like he absolutely is the reason. And you gave a bad answer yesterday when I asked you why they didn't score more points, and you told me it's because they have too many weapons.
Right.
That's a crazy answer, right?
Let me give you a response to that. And this I wish we had more time because I want to go back and forth with you with this, but we don't have the time. Go look at what Patrick Mahomes. This is what I say about they have too many weapons. Go look at what Patrick Mahomes did with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Look at what they did with their stats, and then look at their third receiver. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill is putting up 1,800 yards, 1,500 yards, and their third receiver is putting up 700, right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is
A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith had like 60 catches this year.
But he also missed three games.
Okay, but Malik Nabers had 109 catches and had Drew Locke, Tommy DeVito, and Daniel Jones throwing to him.
But he's one person. That's what you're missing. What I'm saying is when you have Saquon Barkley rushed for 2,000 yards.
So Jamar Chase had 127 catches and has T. Higgins on the other side.
He didn't have a running back that rushed for 2,000 yards and got 345 carries. That's what I'm saying. When you have a guy...
Why do you think he got 345 carries?
But you're changing the argument.
I'm not. The passing game was not good enough this year, Corey, and you know it.
How was it not good enough if we were 14-3?
Because it wasn't good enough.
Oh, my goodness. If we're 14-3, if we're not in the division with the Lions, I mean, not in the conference with the Lions, we're the number one seed. How is that not good enough?
And I could say if you were in the NFC North, you wouldn't be 14-3. You'd probably be 12-5.
But that's a hypothetical.
That's hypothetical. So not having the Lions is not hypothetical, but being in the NFC North is hypothetical.
What I'm saying isn't a hypothetical. It's a fact. How many times in NFL history has there been a 15-2 team and a 14-3 team as a 1-2 seed?
Well, they've only been playing 17 games for 5 years or six years.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even that long.
What I'm saying is even if you go back and look at, like, Ike and them, or even when Ike played, like, the number one seed would be, like, 13-3, and the number two seed be, like, 11-5. Like, this year of the Vikings and all that type of stuff, that's, like, a rarity. And you sit up here and you say, oh, if the Eagles were in the NFC North, like I can't go off of hypotheticals.
But they probably split with the Lions. They probably split with Minnesota.
Okay, right. So there you go. So if they split and they split. But what I'm saying is when you sit up here and you have guys that you constantly have to get the ball to, and, oh, you're giving your running back 345 carries, I'm not going to have a 1,500-yard receiver and a 1,200-yard receiver. People said Jalen Hurts didn't look good last year, right? They said that. What did these receivers have? When was that? A.J. Brown had 1,500 yards.
Both of them were over 1,000 yards, I think. Both were, right?
Okay, then. So that's the point I'm making. All I'm saying is you're basing off of what your eye test is telling you. He don't look good. You can't go.
No, I'm not. They are, Corey, they are 14th in the NFL in passing DVOA. 14th.
Okay.
14th.
But what I'm saying is you're saying that's not good enough.
It isn't
good enough to win 14 games.
Yes, but regular season games. He has to look, and this is why, Corey, and this is why I say he has the same thing to prove that Josh Allen does and Lamar Jackson does. Because if Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, if they get eliminated before the Super Bowl, I can promise you everyone's going to come to them.
Yep.
And I could make the argument that there are probably 18 other quarterbacks in the NFL that we could have won 13 or 14 games with this year.
Okay, but that's 100% fine. But what I'm saying is, Josh Allen, okay, he don't have the talent around him that he once had, right? I saw if Jalen Hurts gets whooped by, let's say, for example, Jordan Love on Sunday, or whoever, Baker Mayfield come to Philly, and he get whooped, he deserves criticism. I saw Josh Allen get his butt handed to him by Joe Burrow in the divisional round on his turf. I saw Lamar Jackson get his butt handed to him.
That's my point. And I saw Jalen Hurts get his butt handed to him by Baker Mayfield on the road.
No, 100%. 100%.
So that's what I'm saying. He has the same thing to prove that those guys do.
No.
Yes, he does.
The Lamar Jackson is a possibly three-time MVP.
Yes, and the world will come for him if he's not in the Super Bowl this year.
No, you told me Jalen Hurts is the 15th or 16th best quarterback in the NFL. You got Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen top five. That's what you told me. So don't put the same expectations.
And where would you put Jalen?
Huh?
Where would you put Jalen?
I got Jalen in the top 10.
Where?
I would probably say he likes five or six.
Okay, so he has something to prove that he does.
You said what?
Give us somebody with a great. I'm sorry, it's been a long time. Can you give us somebody with a great head of hair?
Jason Momoa.
Who is that?
Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Aquaman. I think I know who Aquaman is. Who's
Jason? Is it Momoa?
Who is he married to or is dating?
Come on, Buzz. You're
young. Dating somebody famous.
Come on, you're like 12 years old.
I don't keep track of who Jason Momoa is going out with.
But is it right? Is it Aquaman?
Yeah, I believe he is Aquaman. Yeah. He's dating. Oh, he's married to Lisa Bonet. I don't know.
Oh, that's who it was.
Bonet.
I knew it was her.
Bonet. Yo, this dude.
No,
just
it's Bonet. It's Bonet.
I said Bonet first. Bonet.
Wasn't she married to Lenny Kravitz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A different world, Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
They got
yes.
divorced last year. Should clarify.
I'll take it. Ooh.
Like you're in the mix.
Yeah, I'm in the mix. I'm also married. I'm also not in the mix.
I didn't know that's why you said ooh.
Yeah, I did. Maybe I'm in the mix with Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
top five reasons Spike's
out,
getting divorced.
Yeah,
Your inside voice came out.
Yep. Whoops. All right, does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove these playoffs? 215-592-9494. Speaking of Jalen, coming up in about an hour, we'll have a live report from practice to see whether he is actually on the field, as they said.
Yeah.
And coming up next, Kellen Moore talked about whether he's worried about Jalen's rustiness in the playoffs if he is able to play. So we'll play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about an hour, we will have a live report from Eagles practice, as Jalen is said to practice today. And if he has a fine practice today, he could be taken out of concussion protocol tomorrow. Elliot Shore Parks will be with us live from practice. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the Twitter question. Does Jalen Hurts have to prove something in these playoffs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson do? Yes or no? What do you think the response is so far?
Probably leaning more no, but I think there are some people out there who do believe Jalen has something to prove and needs to play that way. So I'll go 60-40.
So it's 60-40, but it's 60-40 yes.
Ah, see, I wow. Okay.
I'm surprised at that.
Okay.
I am actually a little surprised at it. And I try to make it clear what I'm trying to say in the question. And I think including Josh Allen, and I don't think he's that level, but I think we understand that they have something to prove.
They got something to prove. No, yeah. I think it's not misleading like Fritz would normally
right.
do. Yes.
Can't wait till Jack's back so he can take my question and make me look worse.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that lets you know that there are fans out there that that do believe that. And let me just say this. Because here's the one area I'll disagree with Corey. And by the way, that was a great back and forth with both you guys. I think what Corey is trying to say, the area in which you may want to see Jalen improve, which may be the passing game or what have you, he's not as concerned about it. But there's no way we can look at the passing game and be like, it reached its potential this year. Because when we say it wasn't good enough, then we can easily hide behind the overall record and the team success. But to your point, they pivoted to a running game because of the ineffectiveness of the passing game, whether it be the turnovers, whatever it was, slow starts. That's why the O-line went to Nick Sirianni during the bye week and said, lean on us in the running game. And we had the 29th ranked passing offense. I mean, 187 yards, I think it was 187, 189 yards a game passing in a passing league.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
It's just like it's something.
Yeah, that's not nothing. Like right. That's not nothing when you got a quarterback the caliber of Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Like we're not playing with Daniel Jones per se, just to throw Daniel Jones' name out there. You're playing with a guy who's had success throwing the ball, so it does make you wonder, well, why do we have to do this year with the passing game?
Especially with, like, everybody's in their prime right now.
Yes.
The offensive line's in their prime. The wide receivers are in their prime. Goddard's in his prime. Saquon's in his prime. Everybody's in his prime. And then the other thing is, I don't, because people are like, well, we run the ball so well. You can run the ball well and run the ball often without being as extreme as we were. And that's why I get to, we run from passing the ball.
To your point.
Yes.
We were the number one running team in 2022.
Right, as
and
well.
It wasn't to this extreme.
It wasn't to this extreme.
I think we were the number one rushing team in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl.
Right, and it wasn't to this extreme.
So we can be number one in rushing and not be to the extreme that we've been this year with it.
The team that we're playing on Sunday runs the ball a hell of a lot, right? The team, and these other quarterbacks I'm talking about, the Buffalo Bills run the ball a hell of a lot. The Baltimore Ravens run the ball a hell of a lot. The Detroit Lions run the ball a hell of a lot. The Washington Commanders, who, by the way, scored more points per game than we did this year, run the ball a hell of a lot. You can run that. That's why the whole, well, we hold the ball for so long and so on and so forth. It's just like you want to score as many points as you can.
Sure.
Like, that's just it. And it's not about throwing the ball 50 times, but it's also not having to throw the ball 17 times and be scared of throwing the ball, which is, I feel like, the way that this offense has operated. And that's why I think he does have something to prove. And getting to the Super Bowl, it does count, but all of these other things in the playoffs also count. They count in the same way.
Right.
The losses to Tampa count. The fact that the two teams they beat in there, and look, they can only play who they play, but those are not particularly impressive victories. The Giants won and the 49ers won. They're not hang your hat on victories.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going into Arrowhead like Burrow did at one point and get to the Super Bowl.
Man, if we don't even talk about the Giants game.
Right.
That lets you know how much that playoff game meant to everybody. And then with the 49ers game, other than the fact that we knocked out Purdy and the 49ers for a brief second became, quote unquote, a rival, or that game wouldn't matter as much. Like, if it wasn't for us with the back and forth with the 49ers people last year, I don't know how much that championship game wasn't memorable. I mean, hell, the Vikings game we went in 2017 was more memorable than that 49ers game.
Well, and the other thing is Purdy, when he was hurt in that 49ers game, Purdy was like the third quarterback that year.
Yes.
Wasn't he?
That was his rookie year. He was the third one.
So, yep. And it's not like he had played
Garoppolo
a bunch either.
After Garoppolo and Trey Lance.
Right.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove in these playoffs? Does he have to prove something like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do? Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
What's up, guys? It's so perfect that you're saying, like, Lamar Jackson, right? So he's on the cusp of winning his third possible, right, MVP, right? If I'm a Baltimore fan, I don't have trust in him in the playoffs. I watched him last year. He was an embarrassment. He had one of the worst games I've seen. So you have to make that next step. It's like you have Mahomes that made that step. You had TB12 that made that step. I mean, like, how many quarterbacks do you think about? Even if both the brothers, Eli and what's his name, they were okay. And I mean, like, other than John Elway, he won too late in his career. You have to make the step. If you want to be the man, you have to make the step. Well, and that's just the way it is.
Here's the other thing, Keith, that I would say is that, at a certain point, and I'm not saying this will happen this offseason, but at a certain point, and over the last 10 years we've seen this, coaches saying, you know what, we're winning games with this guy, but I don't think we can win the game with this guy. And the Rams made that decision with Jared Goff, right? And they went to Matthew Stafford. Even the 49ers, and it didn't work out. Alex Smith was winning football games for the 49ers. Yeah. But eventually Jim Harbaugh was like, you know what? I think there's another level that we can reach. And I don't know if they would have to have that answer in front of them.
That happened to Alex Smith twice.
It did, right. And then it happened in Kansas City, right? Yeah. So at a certain point, can you win regular season games with a pretty good quarterback? Absolutely you can. But the question is can you win the games with this quarterback? And they'll have to, and I don't think he's going to have to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning throwing the ball or even, but he's going to have to be better than he's been this year throwing the ball. Right. I know. Keith, give us somebody go ahead.
But Spike, but then, all right. So, I'm going with a woman. I got this Farrah Fawcett. If you ever saw her, I'm 2 years old.
Oh, yeah. We've seen like Farrah Fawcett, of course.
Farrah Fawcett. That's a great head of hair.
Hanging on the walls.
Yeah.
If the carpet matches the curtains, it's beautiful sight.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. 2:38. We're off and running.
All right. Now, it's a lot of hardwood out there now, mate.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're still going. All right, get you out of here, Keith.
Yeah. Holy moly. So
we're attracting all the dirty old men now,
yep,
man.
Yep, here we are. All we asked for was hair. By the way, you gave Ben Affleck. I gave Andre Agassi. He gave Andrew Bynum. It's not like we were influencing anything.
No, but I knew the female hair was coming in there sooner or later.
There's a lot of great female hair
out there.
A lot of great female hair. Boy, that doesn't even sound good, does it? It doesn't sound good at all.
Well, just wait the next week.
All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's get back to Jalen. So Kellen Moore was asked yesterday, you know, Jalen hasn't played. If he plays on Sunday, it will be the first game he's played in 3 weeks. And he hasn't practiced in almost 3 weeks at this point. And Kellen Moore was asked yesterday whether he's worried about Jalen being rusty for Sunday's playoff game if he were to play.
Any concern about rust with Jalen after not playing for most of 3 games?
No. I think our guys do an excellent process here as far as, you know, you kind of let the medical side take care of their business. And, you know, we do our side of it as far as anything we can do to help anticipate this.
So I don't think Kellen's going to give a real answer to that. That's why I ask you.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm nervous.
And
so are they.
Right. They have to be, right?
How could they not be? They don't know for sure what he's going to look like.
There's a difference.
They just seen him for the first time on a practice field in 3 weeks.
In and out. We haven't seen it yet.
So they don't know what he's going to look like because he hasn't been doing any football activity.
Right.
Right? They haven't been coaching him up because he's not permitted.
Right.
You know, they're talking about you can't even talk to him if he's in the building because that's part of the protocol. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how you cannot have some rust. The big question is, how soon does he shake the rust?
Right.
That's the big question. And how bad is it, right? Now, you can't come out turning the ball over and things of that nature. But if he's a little inaccurate, where he may miss a throw and the timing may be off a little bit, that may take a couple of series.
Right, to get...
Yeah, to get the feel of the game again. Because the practice, no matter what they do in practice, they're not simulating game day speed and intensity.
Right.
And you get
playoff
hit.
Game
yes,
day.
Yes. And you actually get hit. Here's the thing that I'd be worried about, Spike. I know we're not, this wasn't the topic, but this is with the whole rust thing. Because Ruben brought this up this morning. Ruben Amaro Jr. He brought this up on the morning show about Jalen running the ball.
Right.
And being a part of the running offense. Do I want that? The guy's coming out of concussion protocol. How much can I implement that into the game Sunday?
Well, and that is a part
of his game.
Of him that when I shout, well, the passing's not good enough, they go, well, the plays he makes with his legs. Well, and the other question is he apprehensive based on getting his bell rung like that?
And for him to be in protocol for as long as he was, now we can have blind faith and do the whole, I'm not worried about him getting injured, but concussions, as you've had them, they certainly, you're more susceptible
to getting another one. Yep.
So exposing him to that type of contact in a running game when he's already, from a passing standpoint, going to be exposed to it, I don't know how much they want to incorporate that into the game plan. And the reason why I bring it up as a possible concern, because does it hamper the offense? I mean, he part of his game, which makes him effective, is being a dual threat.
Absolutely. And we talked about the fact that it helps Saquon to an extent.
Yes.
And I think it helps Saquon to an extent because also because we're not as much of a threat passing the ball. So at least it's yes. another threat.
So here's what I worry about on that, Spike. They start running these RPOs. You're the Packers.
You take a shot.
It's a free shot on Jalen.
Right.
It's a free shot on hitting the quarterback. You thought he had the ball.
Right.
So you hit him. So even a tush push is a free shot on him.
The tush push scares me when he's not coming off an injury.
It's a free shot on him.
The other two things I think are notable. One actually positive and then one negative. The positive one is, if I wanted to look at a positive thing of this, I would say that he physically, when he plays for the Eagles, the way he plays, gets beat up. His body, at least, will have had a few weeks off to heal. Maybe there's some freshness in
his legs. Right, he'll be fresh from that standpoint.
And
yep.
his body that he hadn't. The negative thing, too, and look, you have to trust the NFL and the doctors and whatever about concussions, but he did get his head hit pretty hard a few weeks prior, and we saw him doing a post-game interview with sunglasses on, saying that he's fine. Now, the tricky thing about diagnosing a concussion is there's nothing, when they diagnose a concussion, it's all diagnosed by symptoms. It's all diagnosed by, can you do this, this, and this? And that's how they tell if you have a concussion. As compared to a torn whatever or a broken whatever, they can do imaging. Right. They can say it's broken, it's torn, whatever. A concussion is really just, especially on a game day, is diagnosed by your symptoms. So they can miss them. They can miss him. I mean, sure. It's not impossible that they miss him. So it's not impossible that Jalen, over the last 7 weeks, has had two concussions or eight. What was the game where he hurt his head? The other one where he was doing the sunglasses. Was it Carolina? Was it Jacksonville?
I can't remember. Was a night game.
Was it?
Wasn't it a night game?
It might have been.
Where he did the interview with Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, maybe was it? It wasn't.
It was Washington. It was Washington. Because Scott Van Pelt's a DC guy, and they were going
right,
back. And
that's right.
That's what it was.
It
was the other Washington game. Yeah. That's right. All right. 215-592-9494.
That wasn't that far apart.
No.
That was mid-November.
Yeah.
Right. It was a month ago.
Yeah. Like those games weren't that far apart.
The two games were about a month away from each other.
Yeah.
It's just something to think about. And again, I'm not. Nothing nefarious here. I'm not saying they passed him when they shouldn't, because if anything...
We said that, Spike. Like, it was talked about by people after that game. Like, was he really concussed? Or how did he beat the concussion test? And he's sitting up there with sunglasses on doing an interview.
Well, seemed a little out of it, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what he said. He said he beat it.
I used the exact words he used.
I beat it.
Yeah.
Like he beat a lie detector test or something. Right. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest, go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
That's great. No, I used to beat the concussion test, too.
Right. Happy New Year.
What's up, Anthony? Happy
What's
New Year.
What's up,
Matt? Hey, man, listen. I want to apologize to y'all, man. Last time I called in, I had a little bit of a fired-up conversation.
Don't ever apologize
for that.
That's what this is for, man. Yeah. That's what this is for. It's all good.
My bad, man. But Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy
guys.
New Year.
I hope y'all enjoying it. I did so. I wanted to say this. Listen, I always understand. I think the conversation about Jalen is always fruitful, man. It's always good to have. That one of the things that I think makes Jalen special, when you take away just the football aspect of who he is, when you play sports in Philadelphia, man, you got to be built to play in this city. A lot of guys, you know, around the league, they can be special in other places, but to come and play in Philadelphia, man, you got to have some kahunas on you, and you got to be able to take all the stuff that's going to come with playing here. You might not necessarily deal with that in a lot of other places. So you can look really good in other places where it's not like a huge market, and, you know, you don't got fans coming down on your head and throwing snowballs at Santa Claus and stuff like that. But
it's definitely a different place to play. Yeah, for sure, in that way.
Here. So to me, the thing that I think makes him special is that he never, like, if you really think about it, he never really gets too high or low on anything. You know, at least you don't see it, right? So from that standpoint, I think he's special. Now to the football part, right? So as I tell you guys all the time, I'm a basketball guy. I look at Jalen like this. If you, to me, you on the basketball court, you got a point guard, right? And then you got what you call point guards, right? point guards are guys like a Jason Kidd. There are guys like a Chris Paul. Guys like that. Guys that can dominate the basketball game without scoring 25 or 30 points, right? Other point guards like a Steph Curry and guys like that, they can't dominate the game in that way without putting up a ton of points, right? They're more like hybrid point guard and things like that. To my point, I think Jalen is a guy that can do whatever you need him to do, right? In 2022, you needed him to throw the ball and do what he did because I wasn't a big fan of Miles Sanders. And in that Super Bowl that we played in, you can see Nick Sirianni very frustrated at the beginning of the game because Miles Sanders is just trying to bounce outside every time he gets the ball. He's not trying to get hit. So Jalen was forced to throw the ball in that game because at the end of the day, that's the only way we were going to have a chance. Earlier this year, when I looked at Jalen Hurts, and I'm looking at all the stuff that happened in the offseason with Brian Johnson, who he's very close to. He comes into the year, him and Nick Sirianni aren't on the same page. You don't see him and AJ doing some of the fun stuff that they were doing, you know, the year prior. There was a lot of stuff going on. You got Kellen Moore, who's a new offensive coordinator. So I don't think that the passing game, per se, was necessarily all on Jalen. I think the decision, and Jalen was okay with it, was, okay, we're not clicking here the way that we should be, so I'm cool with this run pass option stuff. I'm cool with this read option stuff if that's going to win us football games because the main thing is the main thing. Let's win games and we can figure out the other stuff as we go. I think that is more of what Jalen dealt with earlier this year, no preseason, all that kind of stuff, than it is his inability to pass the game. So one more point here. Mm-hmm. I think it was Hugh or maybe somebody that made a point about this a couple of days ago, which I think is a great one. I want to get your thoughts on this. With Jalen being off for a couple of weeks, one of the things that he was doing really well for a couple of games before he went out was Kellen started scheming up some things to get him in a rhythm early in the game where he's throwing the ball hot routes mm-hmm. across the middle of the field, doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a way that you see, you know, that they could get him going early with throwing the football? Because we know what they can do in the run game with him out there.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would see. I like what they did that Pittsburgh game. That first drive or two were a lot of quick throws. Took advantage of Calcaterra over the middle of the field. Got the ball to AJ in the slant plays that he likes. Devontae crossing routes. No, I think that's exactly what they can do. I think part of the Eagles' problem early in the season was that they wanted the big play down the field too much. Like so you're waiting for these routes to develop down the field instead of the quick throws to like he used to do with AJ. And I think the offense was sort of out of sync, and Jalen would not necessarily be comfortable sitting back there in the pocket, and he's bailing out of there. If you ask me where they are passing right now, based on what I've seen the last few weeks, yes, this is the passing game that you want. So to answer your question, yeah, you want sort of the quick throws, the quick hitters, and then just let your playmakers do the rest of the work.
Well, the other thing too, Anthony, I think if you go back and watch the games, you'll see those passes called at the beginning of games for weeks, actually, because I could tell you by just going back to my text messages and seeing Ike texting in all caps to our show group text, run the damn ball and give it to Saquon, because those are there. I think the difference in the Pittsburgh game was that we hit them. Like
right.
it's really, yeah. I actually think that whole week that felt toxic might have been a good wake up call for both Jalen and AJ.
I think it was.
Like AJ, shut up, and Jalen, like, come on, man, we need more out of you. And I think, I actually think it ended up being a good thing. I wonder if it's what Brandon was aiming for, to be honest with you.
I think ultimately that's what he was aiming for, just, you know, delivered. It was executed a little poorly.
Right, right. Not the way the team would want it. But by the way, the message you need doesn't always come from the person you think it's going to come from or the way you think it is. It's all how you receive it. And by the way, I give AJ credit for receiving it the way he did. I give Jalen credit for receiving it the way he did. Mm-hmm. And everybody moving forward. And the biggest shame to me is with Jalen getting hurt is that we didn't get him to get to see him play the next two games,
right.
really. Because he only got four throws in the Washington game. He wouldn't have played against New York. So we would have gotten the Washington game in full.
The Dallas game,
and the Dallas game in full to see where we are in the passing and stuff. So, Anthony, give us somebody for next question today who has a great head of hair.
Definitely. Can I make just one more quick point?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, one more quick. So to everything that you guys just said, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there, right, that if put in a position like what AJ did, and I think AJ, like we talk about Brandon being, you know, him being like kind of so straightforward, and I do think it was on purpose. But I also think that AJ knows Jalen. He was good friends with them before they came, you know,
sure.
and got here. Mm-hmm. So I think he did that on purpose also because he knows that Jalen can take it. He knows that, you know, if I say this, this guy ain't going to, you know, act like a lawn chair and start folding up around here. He going to take on the challenge of we need to get better. So that to that point, I think a big part of what makes Jalen special here is that he can take all the noise he's going to hear from you guys, from us.
Sure.
I agree.
I agree with that.
I agree. You know, so, not everyone can. And we've seen players here who can't. So.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right.
So, and, hey, I'm going to say, for great hair, I'll say – I got to pick a system, man. I'm going to say Naomi Campbell as a woman, and I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick as a man.
Now you gave us two.
Yeah.
Now to be
Colin Kaepernick. I'll go with Kaepernick.
Oh, you go Kaepernick.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. You could have stuck with Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, I like the Naomi Campbell. I'm gonna actually Buzz. He's sticking with Naomi Campbell. I'm giving him Naomi because the Kaepernick's only okay. I think he's the good fro.
Yeah. Well, he did have the big fro.
Yeah.
And I've already been hitting my DMs. For the delegation about certain guys, I forgot, and okay. they were right though. They were right, wow. You know. But I'm gonna wait for them to be brought up because it's a few obvious ones that you would be like, oh yeah, how could you not name this guy or that guy?
And they're free to call. and the last thing
is Aaron. You know, Aaron's the one. He's quick to let me know when I'm not on point.
Well, he is the delegation
yes.
CEO.
Yes.
Yeah. The only other thing I'll say about what Ant said about Jalen being able to take it, and that's why AJ did it the way he did. It might be some of that, but I think it speaks more to what Brandon said in that those are conversations that you should be able to have together.
Sure.
And I think that's what BG was saying is like it's fine for you to say what you say. Just walk up to the guy and say we need to be better. And I think they eventually got there. Mm-hmm. All right. In 35 minutes, we will get a live report from Eagles practice about Jalen, whether he is on the field. We've been told he's practicing today, but Elliot will call. And they're having practice at the Link today rather than NovaCare. So we'll get a call from Elliot from the Link. And coming up next, Nick Sirianni did talk today about Jalen practicing, about being worried about rust, all that stuff. We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.